The 12 days of Christmas are almost upon us. In Pope Benedict's words for the Church, the sacred celebration of Christ's birth is second only to that of his resurrection, Easter. Here at the Vatican, ceremonies begin with the traditional midnight Mass on Christmas Eve. At the high altar of St. Peter's Basilica, Pope Benedict will preside over the solemnity of our Lord's birth. Decidedly the most beautiful of the Christmas celebrations, it is attended by thousands and beamed into the homes of millions across the globe. Again on December 25th, Christmas Day, the world's attention is on the Vatican. As St. Peter's bells mark midday, the doors of the Basilica's central balcony or loggia will open, and Pope Benedict will deliver the first Urbi et Orbi blessing of his pontificate, his first Christmas message as St. Peter's successor to the Church and the world. On New Year's Eve, in honour of Mary, Mother of God, the Pope will preside over solemn Vespers at 6. During the celebration, the enchanting notes of the Te Deum accompany the final hours of the old year. In truth is peace. That's the theme of Pope Benedict's message this 1st of January, which is also World Day for Peace. Morning Mass is held at the high altar of St. Peter's Basilica. January 6th, Little Christmas, the Feast of the Epiphany, officially ends Christmas time here at the Vatican. With morning Mass in the Vatican Basilica, Pope Benedict XVI will conclude the calendar of events for his first Christmas as Pope. I'm Eimear McCarthy.